This is Fresh Air. The Far East Suite, one of Duke Ellington's major works, has just been reissued after being long out of print. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
In the 1960s, when Duke Ellington and his orchestra had become seasoned world travelers, the maestro commemorated their overseas tours with a series of orchestral suites. The best of the bunch is the Far East Suite, co-credited to Ellington and his aide Billy Strayhorn. It was recorded in 1966 and has just been reissued by RCA. Ellington suites are usually criticized for reasons that don't apply. It's said they aren't organized as suites in the narrow classical sense. Agreed, but they fit together anyway. Your ears should tell you that. It's said he wrote them to impress academics who were unimpressed, so they must be flops. In literature, that's called the intentional fallacy, judging a work by what an author intended instead of what it is. It's said that Ellington suites are only marginally related to the music of the places he celebrated. But Ellington was no ethnomusicologist. He savored exotica not for their own sake, but for the ways they stimulated his creative juices. To make the point plain, the opening piece in the Far East Suite is called Tourist Point of View. If you know the visionary bandleader Sun Ra's music, the richly dissonant chords and Harry Carney's rock-solid baritone sax will sound oddly familiar. The tenor saxophonist is Paul Gonzalez. Tourist Point of View. The Far East Suite was actually inspired by travels all over Asia, from Iran to Japan. So Ellington favors his reeds, reed instruments playing prominent roles in numerous Islamic and Asian musics. As usual, tenorist Gonzalez and alto balladeer Johnny Hodges get specialty numbers. But the album's scene stealer is clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton, heard nowadays in the wind quartet Clarinet Summit. His central role bolsters his claim that he wrote part of the suite without credit. Jimmy Hamilton's first feature, Blue Bird of Delhi, a.k.a. Mina, is, like other pieces here, a self-contained mini-suite within the suite. The clarinet's line is based on a bird call.
Thank you.
Like other late Ellington sessions, this one has its low point. Blue Pepper is one of Duke's sorry attempts to get with it with a rock and roll beat. It sounds a little like the theme from Batman. But Ellington's taste didn't often fail him, and pundits criticized his work at their peril. Ellington dealt in shapes and colors and extra musical themes as much as he did in melodies. Like rock and rollers about to discover the concept album, he understood there are intuitive and logical ways of uniting material that may not be obvious from looking at the sheet music. Ellington knew there's more than one way to stitch a sweep.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the reissue of Duke Ellington's The Far East Suite on the RCA label. This is Fresh Air.